Good Monday morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose of Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today we have something a little different. Amy Dobbs, an English instructor at Calhoun, has brought us a poem created by her students. She'll explain.
The following poem was compiled by my 2023 freshman composition classes. Our class focus was on the pursuit of happiness, if it was a worthwhile one, if there are better things in happiness, and if it should be the primary goal in life. On the last day of class, we watched a poetry recitation entitled Don't Kill Yourself Today by Hannah Danes, in which the poet lists reasons to stay alive. So I challenge my students to consider, what are the little things that make life worth living, and to capture those images that came to mind. I wove their tapestry of post-it note responses into this poem. Little things number one. Sometimes in life, it's the little things that make life worth living. A shower that's the perfect temperature, finishing a book before being gifted another, or receiving small gifts that remind me of someone. My warm, cozy bed on a cold morning and getting to stay there. Finding a new way to style my wardrobe or making my own clothes, my own choices. Slow motion. Sitting by the window in a plane, driving with windows down and music blaring. New growth on houseplants, my cleaning robot. Every bit of nature. The oranges, reds, and pinks of sunsets, the feeling of summer, the freshness of autumn air, the snow in winter, walking in the sand or hiking in perfect weather, finding wildflowers, the woods in summer after it rains, and the rain, whether standing, dancing along to live music, kissed by the drops, drenched but not caring, simply stargazing, especially when the clouds float by, making the full moon look small. Smells, sounds, and silence. The silence of humans, only the sound of wind or rain on a tin roof. Sitting outside on a windy day, walking barefoot when it rains. The smell of clean, polished wood, fruity, flowery soap and perfume, vanilla. The comforting smell of a book welcomes me to its world. The coffee percolating, the espresso hissing, greets me each day. Others. Sometimes it's a good conversation with strangers or getting to know the neighbors better, seeing my regulars at the course, or the joy when my patients recognize me. Making people laugh and giving gifts are fun, but giving and receiving of compliments and the nice things I do for others is what makes me tick. The warmth of another person's hand and my lover's smile, a random hug and the tight lingering ones, the long talks late at night about everything. And yet, nothing. Sometimes it's simply just existing with someone. Humans are incredible accidents, and I'm glad to be one among them. Family. Be it my birth or chosen family, my friends, team, martial arts community, or pets, they are my main source of joy. When my dog jumps in the bed with me, or when my cat runs to me as I return home, purring and preferring my lap to others. And it's all of them, but also my future family, the unknown. Little things number two. My phone battery lasting all day, so I can watch cute puppy videos or read a Pinterest board full of thought-provoking quotes, laughing at dumb stuff until my stomach hurts or so hard that I can't breathe, getting an A on a test and perfect fitting pants. Finding purpose and success and learning to enjoy the process. Finishing my to-do lists and making sure enemies don't win. And hearing people say that they are proud of me motivate me. My youth, my faith, my prayers, my God inspire me. My future success, what may lie ahead makes me happy. I know that I have a purpose. I believe I can touch someone's life. The fear of missing out on something, even minuscule, drives me. I want to stick around long enough to actually make that comic someday. I will be the light in a dark room. I live for the dream that tomorrow will be new and different, for a better future awaits. And all the while, making people smile and showing them, myself, life is all about the little things.
Decatur native Amy Dobbs teaches English composition at Calhoun Community College, and this poem is from some of her 2023 students. You can hear this compilation again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and you'll be able to hear a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.